AI News by Conjero.
The article says OpenAI reworked its pro subscription into a $100 per month tier aimed squarely at heavy Codex users. More than a discount, it calls this a pricing reset.
Right, it frames the change as shifting the subscription ladder toward developer tooling. The piece stresses this isn't just a cheaper plan, it recenters the product around coding workflows.
Concretely, the new pro plan offers materially more Codex usage than the prior setup. For people already hitting limits, that lowers the cost of staying inside OpenAI's coding flow.
And the article highlights why that matters. Frequency matters for Codex. Daily developer use builds habits, and habits are harder to break than casual use, so this targets the people who generate recurring load.
OpenAI appears willing to accept a lower headline price because heavy users bring retention, repeated inference, and dependence. The piece calls this a trade, short-term subscription revenue for deeper utilization.
It also views Codex as a gateway. If developers embed AI into drafting, debugging, and iterating, that subscription becomes a distribution channel for other tooling, not just a revenue line.
The article points out this is also a competitive signal to Anthropic and Google. Rivals now face matching the value or keeping higher prices and risking losing active developer accounts.
Technically, the write-up argues pricing is now part of product architecture. Rate limits, tiers, and workflow allowances shape adoption just as much as model quality does.
The bigger takeaway in the piece is that AI vendor competition is moving beyond benchmark comparisons. For technical buyers, packaging, usage economics, and workflow fit are becoming decisive.
Bottom line from the article, the companies that win developer mindshare may be those that make the right workflows cheap, generous, and frictionless enough to become habitual, not just the ones with the flashiest model scores.
AI News by Conjero.